Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
We're getting that California sunshine today because we've had so much rain going on.
Well, maybe sometime today.
Oh, my gosh. No, don't as say long that. As it breaks through, man, I don't care.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't even wish that shit. You don't even know it's no rain at all. More than enough.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday to all of you. We've got a sausage fest going on today, which is fine. I don't mind it. I love it. I love it. We've got Lyric here with us.
Yo, yo, yo.
And, of course, we've got Steve Silva sitting in.
And I'm feeling good.
Oh, boy. Here we go. I'm going to be leaning on a lot from you today, then.
Don't look over here. I ain't got nothing to see.
Oh, shit.
Can't help you. Can't help you.
Well, I got something in my backpack that might help with that.
Man, I'm screwed. And I'm Sean Roberts. So this is Your Weekly Dose Podcast.
And thank you so much for joining us today. And, of course, as always, we are streaming live to you from Orange County.
Yep, and if you're new to the Weekly Dose, our podcast is about having fun as we recap our past week and enlighten your day with laughter as we talk about the silly, awkward, and embarrassing things that we done all done recently. You know, the things that connect us all and the things that make us all human, because laughter is the best medicine.
So our listeners, old and new, we love it when you are a part of the show. So join the conversation with us by commenting on each of our episodes of our website, yourweeklydose.com.
Yep. You can send us... go ahead, Yep, you can send us a message via X or Instagram at Your Weekly Dose 1, or connect with us on Facebook at Your Weekly Dose, or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
I'm in trouble.
You're in trouble?
I love how he's talking, but it's going to make me start talking like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know now, today we...
Well, you know, yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I know. It's, I got a story to tell you about him and I 2 weeks ago. So, but yeah, we got a pretty cool show for you guys today. We're going to be talking about workout for weight loss. Now, of course, everybody's been trying to do that for the New Year's resolutions. Of course, that's the biggest one. And I want to talk to you about that, because you and I have talked about trying to lose a little bit of lose weight. So we'll talk about that, too. And then stupid reasons for not getting a job. Like, why didn't you get a job? So we've got some of those here going on. And then we've also have a special caller, special guest coming in later on today, too. So we'll talk about that. And also what's news a little bit later on. So there you go.
Yeah.
And don't forget, guys, that you can download any of our past shows from our website, which is yourweeklydose.com. And don't forget, you can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Yep. Just make sure you rate and review the show. It's really important for us because we like hearing from you. Yes, simple as that. And don't forget, you can also comment on each of our episodes on our website, yourweeklydose.com. And today's theme song was California Sunshine by Danny Wilde. Which I love. I love that. You don't even know who he is.
I have no clue.
Yes, you do.
Oh, me too. Who is he?
Whoa, your mic just went out?
Going out, baby. Yeah, this joint keeps.
A little TD going on right now.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Gotta push that button and slide that slide.
Mic right check. There we go.
I don't know why you're cutting out.
Ooh.
Here's that low voice of yours.
Maybe it's your ears.
No. No, you know who Danny Wilde is.
Okay.
I don't.
Yes, you do. You guys probably hear him every time you watch an episode of Friends.
He played the theme song on Friends, that group?
He's part of the Rembrandts, yeah.
Okay.
He is one half of the Rembrandts.
So he's literally paid for the rest of his life just off that song.
Yep.
Literally, yeah.
So Danny Wilde is half of the Rembrandts.
Okay, word, okay.
So there you go. Matter of fact, I've got Danny's autograph right up there, too, with Phil, the Rembrandts. There you go.
Oh, yeah, I'd be a one-hit wonder like that.
Yeah.
Let me be a one-hit wonder to give me a song like
and
that.
And he's been around for a number of years. And the funny thing is, I actually found Danny on accident. And just remember when Warehouse was around and they used to have the used CD bins? Mm-hmm. I found two of his CDs in a bin. And I was kind of like, well, this guy looks interesting or whatever. Took it home. It was only like a dollar. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, if I don't like it, it's only a dollar.
Yeah.
You know, I'll use it as a coaster. Fell in love with his music. And then it wasn't until, I think, about like 3 years later after I picked those CDs up that I was watching some daytime show or whatever. And the Rembrandts were musical guests.
Oh, word.
And found out, wait a minute, that's the same Danny. So then that got me into the Rembrandts and listening to all their CDs and stuff like that. And then I finally got to meet Danny when he performed at the Coach House a number of years ago. Oops. And so I took my CDs, his solo CDs,
of course, yeah,
down to get them signed and everything. So he signed it for me.
That was dope.
So,
wow, man, that's dope.
Yeah, see, I told you guys what new. Knew Danny Wilde?
Yeah, I thought you said Kenny.
Do you see why I need you?
Hey, man.
Do you see why I need you?
I just answer when I'm called, man. I just answer when they call me, man.
So the story I wanted to tell you, though. So a couple of weeks ago, it was Valentine's Day. And so you know how
I don't know what that is.
I know. But you know how you and I would talk to, we would do like the lists of pickup lines with Casey?
Yeah.
He and I battle it out with Casey on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Because he's got the deep voice, you know, whatever,
That was a fun episode.
That was fun.
That was a fun episode.
It could have been Don Knotts, too.
And apparently, after we were done with her, she had to take care of herself, which was kind of good.
Go clean yourself up, baby. Go clean yourself up.
I don't know. Leave it that way. I kind of like that glistening look.
That's cool.
So that was a lot of fun between. She's like, my, yeah.
Yeah, she took advantage of it. She had a lot of fun. Casey, the shit out of that.
We miss you, darling. We definitely miss you.
Most definitely.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and catch up with the three of us here.
Yeah. Oh, that motherfucker right there look angry, don't he? That dude right there look like he's mad at the motherfucker. I'm sorry, y'all can't see this, but we're looking online.
For other stuff.
Yeah, this is a picture of this dude's mugshot. And you ever see those mugshots where you just like, I don't know what he did, but whatever he did, I'm pretty sure he deserved whatever he had. Like, I don't know his situation, but he deserved to be right with the mug he had.
Right now, lyrics pimping out later on, so. So, since we haven't seen you for a little while, Steve, let's start with you, buddy.
Oh, well, yeah. I've been doing great.
Absolutely. And we're on the lyric.
No, you know, just having fun. There was something I saw a couple of days ago. It was Meryl Streep.
What was that?
I think that's
Let's
where
try that one more time.
No, that's where she started.
On the streets.
So Meryl Streep had an acceptance speech where she indirectly talked about the time a certain gentleman who is in our country mocked and made fun of a handicapped
individual.
Oh, yeah.
Journalist.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
And she talked about it and in such a way where it's like you just went, oh, because she didn't just say, oh, he did the, you know, it was like, she starts out with like, there was actually quite a good performance, you know, and that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
It was so cool. So I wanted to bring that up. If people out there who want to see something interesting, and you know, whether you agree with it or not, the way she did it was...
You can't knock the way she did it.
Yeah.
I dig it.
It was really cool. And I'm going to be down in Huntington Beach for this next week.
Oh, cool. What are you doing down there?
Mike is going out of town, so I'm going to watch his...
Oh, okay. Watching the puppies again?
Actually, he said, no, I don't have to watch the dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Are you taking the dogs with him?
Well, no. One dog went with his daughter, I believe, and then the other dog is over at his ex-wife's house.
Oh, wow.
So she's going to watch it. So I'm like going to be like just Mr. Laid Back, don't have to do shit.
How is that different from what you normally do?
Consistency. That's why I like her.
Hey, man, I'm consistent in what I do.
That's it.
I dig it.
Oh, boy. So, Lyric, how about you, buddy? What's your week been like?
Same old, man. You know, we're getting stuff ready. We're working on I already know what the crew's sketchy budget, so we got a short film we tightened up right now. We about to start shooting a feature within the next month and a half, 2 months, and some other stuff, man. Just steady making progress. Slow and steady wins the race, baby.
Now, last week, of course, we weren't here because you were gone.
Mm-hmm.
BW was gone.
Yep.
And then Amber was gone. So we did a replay, of course. We did a past moment.
Indeed.
But you were gone because you were doing a little bit of acting, though.
Yeah. I had an acting gig. Can't get too much into it because I actually had to sign an NDR. But it was basically working with a company who specializes in CGI. That's the best I can say.
Okay, cool.
So it's pretty cool.
Specializes in what?
CGI, computer-generated graphics, so, you know, special effects, video games, stuff like that. Yeah. So working with them and doing some work with them. So it was pretty cool.
Was it fun?
Yeah, man. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully I can work with them again. It was really cool.
Good, man. I'm glad to hear that.
And like every other actor, you just love the chance to act. You know what I'm saying? So just being
just
able
just
to
sit there. It didn't matter what it is.
I ain't give two skirts of duck shit. I was able to act, baby. So, yeah, man. It's just being able to perform was cool. So it was pretty cool.
Good, man. Awesome. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
How was your week, brother?
It was a little quiet. Of course, now I'm now working for Yamaha, so I'm got that job now, which is pretty cool. Excited to be back with the company again. But now I'm with a different part of the company. So now I'm working for the parts department. So, a big shout out to John Cortez.
Shout out, John!
Because John was my boss previously when I worked with them, who helped me get the job. So thank you, John. I really
appreciate you, John. Thank
really
you,
appreciate
yeah,
it. Yeah,
John, you should see his smile.
Because now I have a paycheck, so which is good. Yeah. It's really cool. So what they brought us on, it was myself and another gal, April, is that apparently there is a recall on a particular product. Mm-hmm. So now our job specifically is to take those phone calls in or those emails of that product and get them the newer product out to them.
Okay.
So, and that's all we're supposed to do. Basically, that's our sole purpose. And there's like 35,000 units of these things just in the U.S. alone. That's not worldwide. That's just in the U.S. that we have to replace.
Oh, word.
So, a little bit of job security there.
Yeah, a little bit. Can't you know? Complain about that at all.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, if we do 10 a day, you know, I think we might be able to get to Christmas and still have 12 left over or something,
So do two, take lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Two more.
So since I'm working from home again, it's really easy.
Indeed.
So get up at 6:30, shut off my alarm, stay in bed for another 10 minutes.
I've done work from home before, and some people don't understand, man. You have to be really disciplined to work from home successfully. There's so many distractions and there's so much other stuff pulling your attention. Like, it's real easy to just, you know what I'm saying, wake up and just go to work in your drawers because you work at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to stay disciplined, man.
Yeah, I feel like a little more coffee. Hey, yeah. It's right there.
Yeah, it's right there. You know, I think I'm going to take a nap. It's only right here, man. You know, I can log off for 5 minutes and take a nap. Like, yeah. I knew one dude. This dude worked from home and got fired for showing up late.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, imagine that shit. Like, yo, bro, how you?
Showed up again.
It was one of my roommates. I'm like, yeah, it's this girl I used to date. It was her father.
Oh, no.
Her father used to sleep with us at the house every once in a while. And he lived in the back room. And dude got fired. I'm like, yo, how you get fired for showing up late? All you had to do is literally roll out of bed in your drawers and sit at the computer right next to you. Like, how did you show up late? Man. Yeah, man. You take a different individual. You have to be disciplined to be able to do it the right way.
That's so true, because you know what? When I first started with Yamaha, because I got hired originally back in, we're in 2024, so 2022. Mm-hmm. So it was the holiday season for 2022 going into 2023.
Gotcha.
And I wasn't too sure if I was going to be able to do it, because you're right, man. You've got to be that disciplined to work from home, because I'm sitting here in this room going, what do I do next?
Yep, what do I do next? Like, fuck. That's why I started getting up, getting dressed, and starting my day like I was leaving the house. And
yes.
Sat at my computer. So I wake up, take a shower, get my coffee, smoke my blunt, get everything straight. I'm dressed, fully ready to go. And then I would sit down and work. And I had to stay in that zone. Otherwise, as soon as you relax, you're at home. It's like, I got a TV, I got an Xbox, I got my...
Yeah, because I was really worried myself that I'm going to sit here going, oh.
Yep.
Okay, yep. And let's see, I push that, and then I get the, okay, that one's done.
Yep. It's hard, man, yep.
Hey, you get in that situation where you have to get up.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. You gotta be disciplined. You got to treat it like a job. You have to get up.
Mm-hmm.
See how long you're going to do that before we right on.
Yeah. No, it's so true. You and I wasn't sure if I could do it or not.
Yeah.
You know, because there were times I was nodding off. I'll admit. But you get into that groove of certain things or whatever. And so it made it easy. What was nice about the last time was that I was from the time I logged on till 1 o'clock our time, we were taking phone calls all the time. So people were coming in. We were the front line of, you know, I don't know how to do this. And what do I do now? And then my remote broke because I dropped it. And why'd you drop it? You know, I need a new one. And so, but now it's, like I said, I'm in the parts department, so I don't have to deal with the general public per se. But now we're just we're filling orders for the dealers, basically, sending out warranty stuff to people, you know. So the guys who said, oh, you know, I need a new remote. So now I'm the one who sends out the remote to them.
I never do customer service again. I worked at a USAA insurance joint, and I did insurance, homeowners, auto, all that stuff. And I had a dude call in asking for pizza. And I'm like, yo, you know, you get through like 7 different prompts that tell you you're calling USAA. And then I worked at Dish Network one time dealing with satellite TV, which is just the fucking worst. Like, I'll never do that again, because you just get the cream or the crop with satellite TV, because there's some people who probably should not be allowed to reproduce that have kids. And you shouldn't be allowed to do that. Like, you know what, Matt? No. We don't need your contribution to the gene pool. Just your line can go. You're okay.
Go back to the shallow end where you belong.
Yeah, like, your line can extinct. We're okay. We're okay. You can join the dodo. We're good, man. For real. Everybody know them people, man. Like,
No, I mean, it's yeah, it's difficult because you're dealing with the general public. And
yes, it is.
As my father would always tell me, a person can be smart, but people are stupid.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But anyway, but no, I got a great job right now with this, so it's a little bit easier. And now, too, because of Apple, there's all these cases that are going on with Apple, where now it's something called, what is it, right to fix laws.
Oh, where, okay.
So, in other words, I guess because of Apple, they charge so much or whatever, because like you could only take it to them. You could only,
yeah,
you know.
They charge stupid money to fix
right, to fix, you know, how do I turn it on? You know, oh, well, I got to charge you for that, you know. So, because of those lawsuits and everything, Yamaha as a whole is getting ahead of the curveball of that. So, they're training us. So my main priority is the recall. The next thing is helping out with orders when needed. And then the last thing is I then have to go into our service manuals, which then lists all of the parts from every screw to diode to however the whatever product it is being made. I mean, everything from, you know, what do you call it? Stereo receivers, or whatever, to trumpets, to the guitars, and I mean every product that Yamaha has made, and go in, and we have to then take a picture of the diagram of all the parts, and then list all the different parts for it, and then submit that to upload. There's a lot.
Yes, I was about to say.
There's an awful lot. So that's going to keep us busy. That, to me, that's going to be job security there, too, as well.
100%.
So, but I'm happy to be back, man. It's going to be exciting. I've got a great boss, and April, she's a great partner. We talk, you know, every day, too, and everything. So over.
Still, yeah.
So it's fun. It's fun. And, you know, sometimes we'll be on headset together talking after a meeting or whatever. We're still online. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I'll just hear. I'm like, you loving it? And she goes, oh, yeah. You know. So, and yeah, really, really great gal. So it's fun. So that's been my week overall. And just in enjoying it overall. So it's been pretty cool. So.
Well, I had a question about your teaching.
Yeah.
You teach all the instruments, right? You don't just teach guitar there.
Oh, at the school?
At school.
No, I teach five instruments. So I teach guitar is my main, piano is my second one, and then I teach drums, bass, and ukulele.
Okay.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember. I was like,
yeah.
Well, that's good. At least you've got variety.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
It is. And what's kind of cool, too, is that I've got, I would say, more than half of my students are female. Which is nice because I've seen such a large trend in the last 15 years of female musicians really come up through the ranks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and I'm going to be a guy right now. Some of these women, though, who can play, I mean, they can.
They can really play.
Really. I mean, they make me. I mean, they're on drums or whatever, and like, okay, I suck. But what's even worse is that they're really good looking. You know, so you get that eye candy and they can play.
And they can really play, and it's like, oh, you're screwed now.
Yeah, you know. And so I got to, during the NAMM show, I think I briefly talked about this a few weeks ago. I got to meet Nita Strauss, who she started off doing in a cover band here in Los Angeles called the Iron Maidens. And it was a group of girls, very good looking, who were a tribute band to Iron Maiden. And Nita has just kind of gone up through the ranks of being just a fabulous guitar player and getting known. And she is now currently the lead guitar player for Alice Cooper.
Ooh.
No word.
Yeah.
Far out.
So, which is really cool. So, every time I get a female student who wants to play guitar, I always show them Nita's videos and stuff like that. Or when they get frustrated, you know, and I go, look, you could be this, though. And when I talked to Nita, when I met her, I told her that. You know, I said, thank you for being an inspiration for my students. Because, you know, you're not just a pretty thing, but you can play. You can do this. You have the
talent.
You're
actually good, yes.
A real pretty thing.
You know, and it's, you know, it's not just that, but it's, you've got the chops for it, you know. And, like, I can't remember her name. I know her last name, but I know her first name was Stephanie, which is Kid Rock's drummer.
Oh, word, okay.
And, I mean, she's this nice little short, gal
beating the shit out of them drums.
Oh my, and beautiful. I mean, she's got these beautiful gray eyes. And this real beautiful smile. And she's kind of like your complexion, too.
But the eyes draw you in, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, so it's really cool. And she's, the short gal, but she's good, So and I've always just had a respect for female musicians. My thing is, if you can do it, you can do it. I don't care.
Male or female, if you're dope, you're dope.
Yeah. And, and the thing is, I learned that early on, like when I was in my early 20s. Because I met a young girl who could kick my ass. She was 16 at the time, who could kick my ass playing lead guitar.
Gotcha.
And so I learned, I don't give a shit who you are. You can play, get over here.
Play you good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really cool videos on YouTube, not only of female guitarists and drummers and stuff, but also younger female guitarists. Mm-hmm. You're sitting there like, you're going, how?
And they do it with such ease.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's the amazing thing. Yeah, they have
young,
that talent.
Get them young, and they start young. By the time they get older, it's second. It's like breathing at that point.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I always say, so I always show Nina's videos, whatever, and I go, that can be you, in 10 years or 15 years or whatever. Yep. That can be you. So, and I've got a couple of female students that are like that, that they're striving to,
get inspiration.
That. Yeah, exactly, which is cool. So, but those are the five instruments that I teach, though. So, should we move on to what's trending?
Sure.
All right. Steve likes this, too. It works for whatever reason. I like it. Well, you know what? The Facts of Life stars reunited. That's right. The stars of Facts of Life reunited to surprise Drew Barrymore on her birthday.
Two of them are gone.
Gary
Coleman and Gary Coleman's gone. And
No. That's
oh, I'm thinking different strokes.
You're different, which was a spinoff.
Yeah,
Facts of Life was a spinoff off of that.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Wow.
Yeah, you're thinking the other one. That's okay.
Facts of Life. Yeah.
Yeah, Lisa Welch, Nancy McKeon, and Mindy Cohn stopped by the Drew Barrymore Show to celebrate the host's 49th birthday this past Thursday.
Drew Barrymore was only 49.
Yep.
Yo, she went through so much. It's like, I thought she like 50 something.
No, she's 49. Wow. Yeah, I know. And she said, oh my God, do you know what a gift this is for everyone? I mean, your life. And an emotional Barrymore told the actors who presented her with an authentic monogrammed Facts of Life cast and crew bag filled with baked treats. Barrymore is a self-professed super fan of the Facts of Life, which aired from 1979 to 1988 on NBC. And she was saying how much it shaped her life. Watching the Facts of Life, said Barrymore, taught her how to be self-sufficient and also how to cultivate friendships. What I was learning was to be a strong, independent female who could take care of themselves and value female friendship and know that there was someone there who was always watching out for them, a.k.a. Mrs. Garrett. So there you go. So Facts of Life reunion for Drew. Good job for her. That's kind of nice, a little present there.
Man.
Yeah. So
I remember that show. I never forget that. I grew up in that era. So yeah.
Now, do you know who else starred on that show?
Who?
George Clooney.
Oh, word.
And Molly Ringwald.
It's the 80s, baby.
Yeah.
They are 80s icons.
But that's where George kind of got his start out from. Matter of fact, like Leonardo DiCaprio got his start on Growing Pains.
I remember that. He was on Growing Pains. I do remember he was on Growing Pains.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So it's kind of cool to just go back and see those episodes with them in it and everything.
Yeah, man.
So now, were you any guys affected by the whole AT&T thing recently?
Mine went out yesterday for a little bit, but then it was back up. But yeah.
Okay. Well, Krispy Kreme was doing doling out donuts for free because, of course, on February 22nd, the chain announced that the deal on Instagram in response to the news of internet and cell phone outages that hit several cities across the country Thursday morning got a free original glazed donut from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., no purchase necessary. Oh, so wow. The SOS, of course, came up while your service is down. He says, we're serving up Krispy Kreme, wrote an Instagram post announcing the two-hour deal. The move was, of course, a response to the AT&T's network suffering widespread outages across the country. Cellular service on the internet outages were reported in major metropolitan areas like Houston, Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, and Atlanta, with additional Verizon and T-Mobile customers also reporting outages on a lesser scale than AT&T.
Huh.
So that was kind of nice of them to do.
Indeed.
Yeah, All right. I don't know if you guys have heard this. This is the first time I've been hearing about it, too, but why McDonald's is flipping its M.
They're flipping the M upside down?
McDonald's has decided to cosplay its animated alter ego. The fast food chain will be getting a Magna-inspired makeover, embracing the upside-down golden arches featured in some of its anime's most iconic movies and shows, where it is cheekily known as McDonald's.
McDonald's.
I've never heard of
it. Neither have I. This is the first time I've heard about it, too, because I'm not that much into anime. You're into anime. Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
You have? Okay.
I didn't know that, huh?
So McDonald's is collaborating with some of the biggest names in anime to pluck the manga version of the chain out of the screen and into real life. Starting February 26th, hey, that's my anniversary, this Monday, McDonald's will be launching in more than 30 global markets with a new sauce, Magna-inspired packaging, episodic shorts, and more. So the McDonald's is a fictional version of McDonald's that has appeared in over 100 different anime films and shows. The concept with its flipped first letter originates from a 1983 episode of Cat's Eye. I had no idea. Went back that far.
Me neither.
So the chain apparently has teamed up with Aki Bright, a Japanese artist and illustrator who's worked with DC Comics, Warner Brothers, and more to design custom McDonald's packaging. For a limited time, customers can score Bright inspired packaging, which features McDonald's crew characters. Now, it's also partnered with an animation house, Studio Pierrot, to produce the first official McDonald's anime, a four episodic short about McDonald's sauce and McNuggets. Good Lord. So each Monday, starting February 26th until March 18th, the following shorts, which honor action, romance, mecha, and fantasy, will drop McDonald's on McDonald's.com or via the code on a McDonald's bag.
I think when he screws up, the way I feel right now, I'm like, is that him or was that me?
Now, the last thing here, though, which I thought was really interesting, is that the McDonald's immersive dining experience, which will be the first real-life McDonald's, will be open March 9th through the 10th, 9th and 10th, located right here in Los Angeles, and it will be a multi-sensory dining experience in which guests can enter the McDonald's universe through a 360 projection mapping and tabletop projections inspired by the four McDonald's anime episodic shorts while snacking on the McDonald's menu items.
So I'm going to have to go just to try that. I'm going to have to go take pictures.
Or maybe that thing you just did was for that. Who knows?
Never know.
Never know. We don't know.
He may have free passes. He wouldn't tell us.
Yeah, free passes go to McDonald's.
You know what?
Then again, maybe not. We never know.
No.
All right. And then lastly here, more than two decades into her career, Beyoncé is still making history. This is actually pretty cool. On February 20th, Billboard released its updated music charts and revealed that Beyoncé's new song, Texas Hold'em, ooh, how original for a title.
It's actually a good song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Landed at number one on the Hot Country Songs charts.
Not surprised at all. It is actually, she released two songs. Texas Hold'em is an actual country song. And the other one is kind of like not, but it's a full country album, which makes sense. She is from Texas, and I've always heard she liked country music. But yeah, man, Beyoncé ain't no joke, man. And yeah, her fan base is crazy. I heard it was some radio station in Ohio somewhere where a girl called in to request the Beyoncé country song, and the DJ was like, no, we don't play Beyoncé around here. Guess what? The next day, he was playing Beyoncé.
They were playing Beyoncé.
He was playing Beyoncé.
Yeah. I mean, look, if the song is good and it deserves to be on there, you know, then play
what
the damn thing.
Man? Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter who did it. I mean, it's like...
If it's good music, it's good music. Yeah. It really don't matter.
Exactly. Because what was it? A number of years ago, Bon Jovi decided to do a country album or country inspired album themselves. But it came from a song that they wrote, and executive producer Desmond Child said, why don't we take this rock song and turn it into a country song, because it kind of has that kind of feel. So they got together with the gal from Sugarland and did a song called Who Says You Can't Go Home. Took out Richie's guitar, put in a fiddle instead, you know, kind of a thing, and countrified it.
Yeah.
It won them a Grammy. Their first Grammy ever in their career, and it's in a rock band Wins a Grammy in country. Man,
some people, they can't, some people don't like people from other genres attempting something else.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing. Some people just don't like it. Look, man, if you're an artist and if it speaks to you in another genre or whatever, then it speaks to you. Ain't nothing you can really do about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's all creativity, man, and you want people to be creative. And all those people who complaining that Beyonce's doing country music, shut the fuck up.
I think it's great. You know, yeah. I really do. You know, I had no idea she was from Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
Houston.
But I think it's great, you know, and kind of going on here. Yeah, she released it February 11th along with another country song called 16 Carriages. It is the music superstar's first number one song on the country chart. She also made history as being the first black woman to secure the top spot on which Billboard confirmed.
I can see that.
Let's see here. Okay. With Texas Hold'em claiming the top spot, Beyonce is now the only woman to score a number one song both in the hot country songs and the R&B hip-hop song charts as well.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Which is great. You know, I think it's...
And she's an icon.
Why not?
She's one of those people who... She's a living legend. She's one of those people who... Yeah. It's only very select people in our world, in our history, that are known by one name. She's reached that status.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's like, if you say Beyonce, everyone knows which Beyonce you're talking about. Like, so she's reached legendary status.
Yeah, like Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
Cher.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello.
Exactly. Again, one name, everybody knows exactly who you're talking about.
Well, yeah. There was that Fred Beyonce that went by Beyonce for a while. That kind of people were confused.
I have not. Right on.
Okay. Like we're being confused right now, basically is what it
just
is.
Just as confused as I am right now, sir. Yeah.
No, Fred was a drummer.
Fred was a drummer. Gotcha.
He specialized in his right hand. He held two sticks.
I bet he did. Moving on.
Let's take a quick listen to Beyonce's country song.
Well, he tried to twirl all three sticks at once, and he poked himself in the eye, and it was never worthwhile after that. So that's why Beyonce can say Beyonce.
She's Beyonce now. Gotcha. Poor Fred. Poor Fred. Everybody send your cards and letters to Fred.
All right, let's take a quick listen here to Beyonce's Texas Hold'em. Oh, yeah, that's country. Hello.
Right, wait till she get into it. Like, it's a country song all the way through.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down.
Oh, she's got a good
so
voice.
Lexus.
Yo, it's a good song. Like, Beyonce's a perfectionist at what she does. She's good at what she does. And all she's got to do is adjust her voice.
Say,
that's country.
Yeah. I like that.
That shit ain't pretty. Surviving. A red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left, then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas.
This is not bad at all.
It's pretty good, man.
Take it to the floor. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor now.
That's country.
Oh, yeah.
So you got people complaining about it, but yo, man, what can you say? This is a country song. Through and through, it's a country song.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah.
Too hot to think straight. Too cold to panic. All of the problems just feel dramatic.
And you said the whole album is like this?
Not just this type of song, but it's a full country album. Like, she didn't just do like an album and do country theme songs. No, no, she did a full country music album.
I love it. Dolly's doing rock and roll. Beyonce's doing country.
Hey, man. You know what? This ain't going to do nothing but open up a whole nother demographic to Beyonce music.
Oh, yeah.
And then not only that, though, but a whole demographic of Beyonce fans are going to discover country music now.
Yeah.
So what she's doing is genius. Like, it really is genius. She's already established herself. Her fan base, her Beehive fan base, they will follow her anywhere.
Well, I mean, I think that's with any good, true artist. I mean, you know, like my father-in-law always says, if there's a cult for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got your certain fans for this, certain fans for that, or whatever.
It's like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, yeah. Her fans would do anything. If she said, all right, man, I need y'all to jump off the Golden State Bridge for me. Yeah, well, guess what?
The majority of them will do it for him,
Golden,
yeah.
Golden State Bridge. Yeah, so.
The other ones will be going, yeah. Not again.
Yeah, yeah. But Beyonce, her fans are the same way. So, again, this is just going to open up a whole majority of country music to Beyonce. Because a lot of people ain't ever listened to her, so now they're going to check her. And then vice versa, a lot of black people are going to be listening to country music now because Beyonce.
That's what they were talking about, too. Oh, yeah. You know, because, hello, there are black cowboys.
It's like Tiger Woods and golf.
Yeah.
Before Tiger Woods, black people weren't golfing like that. After Tiger Woods, you had dudes wearing do-rags and Timberlands on the golf course. You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing wrong with that either.
No, but that's what. But I'm just saying, like, that's what they do. And yeah, right this right now. Oh yeah, it's gonna be. It's gonna be a lot of black people find country music now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like I was saying, you know, with Bon Jovi, you know, a lot of people were like criticizing him, you know, for doing that. He goes, "Look, I've been coming down to Nashville for years, just for songwriting exercises alone." You know, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to Nashville, but I mean, it's worse than L.A.
Nashville is historic. Nashville is a better place for music than L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
And you've got so many talented songwriters in that town, you know.
Every genre goes to Nashville to do music.
Right.
Not just country, not just rap art. No, everybody goes to Nashville to do that work. So, yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
And so... I'll play you guys this song here. And this is a song that was collaborated between John Bon Jovi and, at that time, Richie Sambora, along with Big and Rich.
Okay. I know Big and Rich.
And they were kind of, you know, throwing ideas back and forth with each other. And this is the song that
Sean,
they...
Sean, could you do me a favor? Every time you mess up saying something, could you immediately say... Oh, that was me.
That was me.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay. That was you, Steve.
Oh, no.
All right. So, yeah, mess Steve up.
Damn, I didn't know I could sound like Sean.
All right, so here he goes. So here's Big and Rich and Bon Jovi. And this is pure country, too, for that time period. Yeah, because during that time period, you know, country was going through that rock phase. You know, like Florida Georgia Line and stuff and what have you, so. We just want to have some fun. If you don't want to kiss this, everybody raise your hands. Come on, I need a witness. We got it going on. We'll be banging and singing just like the Rolling Stones. We're going to shake up your soul. So, it works. If it works for one artist, it can work for the other.
It works, man. You know, like, don't be a bitch and complain. Let the dude express himself.
And there are other artists who've touched numerous genres at the same time. Mm-hmm. For example, Jim Croce.
Yep.
You could never nail what Jim was about.
You didn't know. He just did what he wanted to do.
And he could do it all. He could do country. He could do blues. He could do rock. He could do, you know, folk. He did everything.
Yep.
You know, he lived his life in a bottle. You never knew what was coming out.
And that is what's trending, folks. There you go. Absolutely.
Yo, every time he says something like that, you need to get this sound effect. And,
they've had him in the past.
You need to play this. Every time he says something, you need to play this sound effect.
Oh, the more you know?
Yep.
I've got to move that over to the first page.
Yeah, you got to get that over there. We need that in there. We need that.
Yeah, because I do have it. I do have it. Let's see.
But that's perfect for him. Like every time he say something, silence. Ding, 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 ding. Yes, sir. You need to add that over here.
Yeah, I need to move it over to the first page.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Christine's not here that often, though, so I just got to make sure I get to the second page.
We need that for anybody, though, because I could use that a lot for you and BW myself. That's right. Even when he ain't here, I'm going to talk shit about it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Let's see here.
Well, this is a great moment.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It actually is. I should have had this ready, and I didn't have it ready because I just thought about it right now, too. So,
was this one?
But, the next thing that we're going to be doing here.
Oh, gotcha.
So, basically, you and I have talked about in most recent episodes of the podcast, we're a little overweight.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit, but you're in better shape than I am, I gotta say.
Just a little bit.
Oh, no. You're definitely in better shape. but you were also in the service, though.
Yes, sir.
What branch was it again? I forgot.
Air Force,
okay.
Yeah.
So, how physically fit did you have to be when you were in the Air Force?
Back when I got out the military, you had to run a mile and a half in 9 minutes. So mile and a half in 9 minutes. I forget how many push-ups you had to do, but it was a certain amount of push-ups and sit-ups you had to do in 60 seconds as well. Uh-huh. And you just had to keep yourself in shape, man, especially what I did going on the flight line, up and down the trailers, messing with your knees and getting deployed. Like, you had to be in pretty good shape.
Okay.
But even though, fat asses do make it through, you got to be in relatively good shape.
Overall, in general.
Yeah.
Okay, because I couldn't remember, because I know, like, Marines, they kind of pride themselves on what they can do.
Those are different cats.
Yeah.
Them cats are different breeds.
Exactly. I think you got to be a little bit special to be a Marine.
You have to, you got something to prove.
Yeah.
When you're a Marine, you either got something to prove or you just like that smoke. That's is either way. Yeah. You like that type of shit or you got something to prove.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I know that everybody's biggest thing when a new year comes around is weight loss. Yeah, that's their biggest thing.
Kind
so,
sorta.
And so here are they're saying that these are the best workouts for weight loss in general. And I've kind of go back and forth with some of them.
Okay.
This
is going to be hilarious.
Yeah. So the first one they're saying is that of course, it's no secret exercise is the key to overall good health. While any movement is good movement, some exercises are more effective than others when it comes to losing weight in particular. So, but it's tailoring the workouts that's really important. So they're saying the first big exercise is cardio.
Yeah. Impact cardio is the best.
Yeah.
Sports like basketball keep you in really good shape because you start, stop, start, stop. So impact cardio is the best cardio.
And that's what I'm saying, yeah. So they're saying the first exercise that many people do when they want to lose weight is cardio. While cardio is great for elevating the heart rate and burning calories, it's not the most effective exercise you can do for weight loss. But it's important, though. But you do need, in some exercises that build your muscles too, cardio is an important part of exercise routine, and you should include it in your weekly routine along with strength training as well. So they're saying that the what was the one you said? I'm sorry, the compact?
Impact. Cardio. Impact cardio.
Is really good.
They're really, really good for you. Because again, it's starting and stopping your heart rate like that, like going up, down, raising it up, down, that raises up the metabolism, and it just burns more calories.
Yeah. So, and then strength training. So strength training is number two, which makes sense. And I've thought about getting into this because I've lost enough weight myself now that I feel like I can get into that.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I was checking for this conversation. I was checking to see how much I've lost, just not in weight, but in inches.
Gotcha.
So I was on the third notch of my belt.
Okay.
I'm now up to the seventh notch of my belt.
That's good.
So I measured it, and basically that is about 5.5 inches that I've lost all around the waist so far. Doing it slowly.
Yay.
Taking my time because I don't want to have that overlap flap.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that.
Punching extra holes in between the existing ones.
Yeah. Exactly. Making it whistle, whatever.
Man, whip my own ass with it.
Exactly. So it's just a matter of that. And so, but they're saying that strength training with your own body weight or lifting weights is one of the most effective ways to lose weight. First, lifting weights can help you lose fat while building muscle, which is awesome for your metabolism. Muscle mass burns more calories than fat, which means you burn more calories every day when you have more muscle and even when you're sleeping.
Makes sense.
So, yeah. And now it's like I'm trying to look to see about that one gym that, Chuck Norris used. The total. Because it uses your own weight.
Your own weight, yeah.
You know,
that's why pull-ups and push-ups are so effective.
Yeah.
Push-ups and pull-ups are really effective.
So I was thinking about getting one of those.
That's good. That's dope.
That way I could just do it here, whatever, and,
Those and even the resistance bands, those work out. Those work really good, too.
Really?
Because when you lose it, when you're trying to lose weight, you want high reps, low weight. You don't want to be doing, 200-pound bench presses, 6 reps at a time. No, you want to do, if you're doing curls, you want to do 20 pounds, 30 pounds at like 40, 50 reps. The more reps you do at the lower weight, the more you burn.
Yeah. And they say you get more tone that way. So,
when you're
which is what I want to do. That's exactly what I want to do. I just want to get back. Weight. Yeah, I want to get back into my 36-inch waist jeans again.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my goal.
I've been doing the intermittent fasting, too. And that helps out big time.
I was going to say, how is that working out for you?
It works out good, man. I eat between the hours of noon and 6. That's when I eat. I don't eat any time after that. It's going pretty good. I lost like 3-4 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah. 2 weeks, I lost 3-4 pounds. I cheated a little bit, so that's why I lost so much. But I started because my older brother started doing it, and he's like, man, this shit just falling off.
That's cool.
Yeah, intermittent fasting works a lot, man.
I've been doing the Weight Watchers thing the last year.
Word.
And simple things, so like I'll do oatmeal in the morning, maybe with a banana, something simple like that, or eggs. Mm-hmm. The thing I like about the Weight Watcher stuff is that you literally can eat anything you want. It's just that you're allowed, because of your weight, you're allowed so many points.
Yeah.
And you can't, and everything is worth a point. And it makes it easier now because with their app, you can actually scan the barcode of what you're eating to see how many points.
Add the point in there for you.
And then you just add it, and then it keeps track for you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, which is really, really cool. Instead of writing it down now, it's all done on the app. So, but they've also allowed now more things are more 0 points now. So, like chicken, vegetables, certain fruits now are 0 points. You can have a ton of that.
And it don't mean shit.
And, it doesn't mean anything.
Huh.
So, like, I can make something with chicken, which is 0 points. So, the only thing I'm really counting is, like, let's say if I make a... it's this little thing I do with chicken where it's shredded chicken, mushrooms, olives... a little bit of corn, all put in a small pot, but then I add the enchilada sauce.
Gotcha.
And let it soak in or whatever and have that. So the only points against me is the enchilada sauce and however many chips I'm having with it.
See, you didn't find the rub, see?
Yeah. And I can have a bunch of that, And it's like, too, like I can have tuna, which is 0 points.
Yep.
The only thing I'm being counted on is my mayonnaise. And then the crackers I have with it. And 10 saltine crackers only equals 2 points.
Oh, man, shit.
So I've learned, and that's the cool thing I like about Weight Watchers, is that it teaches you how to eat.
How to eat the right way.
The right way, whatever. So then that way on the weekend, if I want to cheat and have a burger, I can.
Because now you got those points.
Right.
That's your word, okay.
John Panette.
Oh, God.
Talked about he was in some rogue organization where they bought and sold Weight Watcher points on the black market.
That sounded like a funny bit. Hey, man, what you got? I got 5 points over here. It's actually pretty funny.
I'm going to see if I can find something about John Panette and dieting. Oh, here we go.
That would be a very funny bit to do.
Let me see here. And this is really good. Because if you guys don't know who John Panette is, John was a overweight, heavyset comedian. And very, very funny. And that was the majority of his stuff, was talking about his weight, whether it be his size and things that he could and couldn't do. And then... when he actually did need to diet because of his health, he talked about that in the act. And unfortunately, he's passed away now. But
yeah, it's just a matter of going up and down so much that his body had a bunch of problems, and he started getting blood clots in his legs.
Yeah,
and they couldn't control it, and that's what killed him.
Losing that, going yo-yoing up and down with your weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's John talking about gluten-free food.
Last summer, I went to a health and fitness place. Yes, and I had a stress test and blood work. And I go to this doctor there, wonderful lady, but my stress test and my blood work are good. And she's shocked. I mean, at least be a little happy. Don't look like horrified that I don't have anything bad. This is how she told me. She... I guess she bet the over. I don't know. Is this you? These are good. Your blood pressure is 112 over 70. We'll have that checked. It must be Celsius. Is there Celsius on there? No, there is not. Can we have a little joy and gratitude? Being healthy. The doctor at this health and fitness place told me one thing. She looked at me very seriously, and you know, I'm not getting any younger, and I was nervous for a minute, and she said, "Did you know that you're allergic to wheat?"
What?
To wheat.
And I looked at her and said, "But I'm a wheat farmer." I'm allergic to wheat, and I thought, "Oh well, I can't harvest wheat anymore. I'm hanging up my sickle." Cause don't friends call you in the fall and go, "We're harvesting this weekend, you never miss." I can't. I'm allergic. Then I thought, wait a second, you make flour out of wheat. Perhaps I should inquire further. I said, "What does this whole wheat thing mean to me, pray tell?" She said, "Well, do you eat a lot of gluten?" I don't know what gluten is, but I would say yes. I'm fairly certain I'm mostly gluten. And she said, "Well, you should avoid anything with gluten in it." I said, "Okay, thank you," and started to leave the room. And I said, "What has gluten in it?" You know what has gluten in it?
Everything.
Everything!
Everything.
Every reason to wake up in the morning.
Makes sense. Makes
sense. I'm looking at this thing of things to avoid, and I said, "Check again. Maybe it's just cancer. How am I gonna live?"
Yeah, he's funnier.
Oh, John is so good, man. And very much missed. The first time I ever heard of John was I was working in, by the airport, by LAX, basically. And I was coming home on the freeway, and I heard KLOS, a local station here, would do what they call 5 o'clock funnies. And they played one of John's bits. I literally had to pull over. I was laughing so hard because of what he was saying and how he was saying it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh my God. And Karen and I were fortunate enough to go to some of his performances at some of the local improvs. Mm-hmm. And funny.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There was one we went down to in Irvine. John comes out, you know, he's the headliner. I think he told two jokes right off the bat, you know, getting And there was a lady who was sitting dead center, front row, right at the stage. She literally almost fell off her chair in those laughing so hard. He goes, "Lady, you better ease back, honey. We still got an hour and 55 minutes left of this.
You ain't going to make it, baby.
You're going to have a heart attack before I do." You know, and but oh god, he was just so good, so good.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah.
All right, and last thing they said here about working out, compound movements. So how do you combine your cardio with the strength exercises? Yeah. So you're not only burning calories but also building strength. Some of the best exercises for weight loss are full body compound movements. That's, I guess, what you were kind of like talking about,
like a burpees or good ones like that. Yeah,
yeah. I burpeed up a couple of times this morning when I got up.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
So to my wife. Yeah, compound movement is a multi-joint exercise basically designed to target multiple muscle groups at one time. So there you go. So, yeah. So, I mean, some of the stuff is good, you know, that you want to do, combine different things. But, again, it's also basically, I think, just eating properly.
Yes, sir.
You know, you got...
It's eating properly and watching your caloric intake, man. You got to use more than you put in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the main thing. The main thing is about just the intake, man. What are you eating versus what you're expelling out? Like, that's the main thing.
I'm 3 for 3. Yeah, I mean, because it's like for me, I know my biggest thing is starches. I love my starches.
Thing is carbs. Like, I love potato chips. Yeah. Yeah, chips and stuff like that. Like
chips, bread. Pasta,
bad news.
Fries.
Bad news. Oh, man.
You know. But if you eat them in moderation, you know, that's the key thing. So
that part, see, he's laughing because he already knows. See, that part's the moderation.
Well, he's old. He's halfway into the grave. So, you know.
That's fucked up.
Well, that means I'm still halfway out of the grave. So.
See, I got 1 foot up here, man.
I hope it's my good side.
Yeah. Now, Steve, I mean, you, I know you were trying to get, because there were times I pick you up and go, "Hey, can you drop me off at the gym or whatever?"
Yeah.
How are you doing with that now? Because it was such your accident.
I'm doing really well. I've got like 2 10-pound hand weights that I do upper body with, and then I try to get to the gym to ride the bicycle
because it's stationary.
So, yeah,
versus the other one
versus the one that
almost killed you
sits there and laughs at you. So, no, I'm doing really good, and I don't eat that much. I only eat twice a day, mm-hmm. and it's not that much. So I'm sort of at a equilibrium right now, mm-hmm. in the way I do things and stuff. And I try to eat fresh meat and fresh vegetables as I can and get them. And, you know, I'll buy a bunch of broccoli at the store, chop it up, and bag it and put it in the freezer.
Do you sing the song "Chopping Broccoli"?
Chopping broccoli. Mm-hmm. And, I try not to eat too much sugar. I like chocolate, though. But I don't drink soda. I don't drink any soda.
I haven't drank soda in so long to the point where if I have, like, a Pepsi or a Coke, mm-hmm. I can actually taste the aspartame in it.
Yeah.
And to me, it tastes like the soda went bad.
Yeah, I don't drink soda.
Well,
drink
then
soda
drink the one with sugar if you...
Well,
you only drink it once in a while.
The Mexican Coke, you don't taste none of that shit then.
Well, see, and the thing is, like the other day, what was it? Karen and I went to Panda Express. And, you know, she likes to have her Diet Coke or whatever. And I took a sip of it, whatever, and I just made this, like, ugly face, like I just tasted cough medicine.
That's awful.
You know, and she's like, "What's wrong?" I go, "It needs rum."
You know, lots of rum.
You know, but it's like, yeah, I can only drink certain sodas now. Like I can still do root beer. I can still do like ginger ale kind of thing where it doesn't have a bad taste.
Yeah, no aftertaste like that.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper's not too bad. You know, I can have that. And 7-Up. The lemon
I drink a Coke every once in a while, but if I drink a soda, man, it's usually ginger ale. Ginger ale is usually what I drink, and that's very rarely. Or Sprite, but I don't drink soda like that, man. I try to stay away from it.
Yeah, and that's just, I stay away. But like, if there's something available, I'm like, I'll have this. I haven't had it in a while. You know, I haven't had it in 4 or 5 days or whatever, thing. But, you know, because before, yeah, I would have it. But, I mean, even growing up, though, I was a huge, huge milk drinker.
I drink milk. I drink a lot right now. I get it from my pop. So every meal, I drink a cup of milk. every meal I drink at least a glass or two of milk.
Yeah. I have at least maybe four. I'm exaggerating.
Two,
at least two per meal.
Yeah.
So I'm drinking 16 ounces.
Yeah.
I mean, even when I was growing up, and even now, sometimes a gallon, we're lucky if it lasts a week.
Yeah, same here. Same here. I get it for a gallon. Yeah. Get it from my pops always, man.
You got to drink 2 gallons or have 2 gallons in the refrigerator almost at all times.
Yes, sir.
You know, so. But there you go, guys. So hopefully those things will help you out as far as
losing
the weight a little bit. You know, we want to look good naked, you know?
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Absolutely. So, recently I talked about my job and everything, but you know, there's sometimes reasons why you don't get a job, and some of them are just ridiculous.
They are very, very stupid.
Has that ever happened to you guys?
I've heard other people tell me why they didn't get a job yet. Not me personally, but yeah.
What do you remember any of the ones why you didn't get one?
Why I didn't get a job?
Yeah.
There's only been several times I've ever been turned down for a job, and that was when I got out of the military, and it was because the economy was crap. That was it. That's all I can really remember why I got turned down for a job.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, I got some stories right here, some friends of mine.
So why don't you guys go ahead and go back and forth on those?
All right, so.
I don't believe you.
All right. Well, the number one reason for not getting a job, one of the reasons, I applied for a safety officer job and was rejected because although I had plenty of experience, I didn't have the necessary qualifications. So I went and got the necessary qualifications, and next time I applied, I was also rejected, but this time because I lacked experience. That's ridiculous.
That doesn't make sense.
That's ridiculous.
One of my favorites is when this person was declined because they brought their resume in a Jonas Brothers folder.
Yeah, I'd have fired them. I wouldn't have hired that individual right then. Like, do me a favor before you close the door.
Reason.
Turn back around. Just walk right back out. This one girl told me her husband got hired as a plant manager for a company that liked that he had a background in safety because they didn't have anyone, you know, in the safety position, and it showed. The only thing they had that was right was that all the exit signs were lit, and that's a violation. So the girl's husband told him that if they didn't fix those dangerous things, if a safety organization ever came, they'd be fined a ton and most likely get shut down. So they fired her husband the next day. Instead of fixing the issues, they wanted someone to just walk around and look pretty while they did what they wanted to do. Damn, he got fired for
now. I got rejected from an office job because I wasn't doodling in my sketchbook at the interview. They said, your CV says that you enjoy drawing. Why aren't you doing that right now?
Yeah, that's cold-blooded. That's cold-blooded, man. This girl told me she was working as an apprentice mechanic for a mechanic shop that happened to be a franchise, right? Now, after 3 weeks of her doing her work unsupervised, the corporate office worker showed up, and they wanted to do a check-in when they found out she was a woman. So they put her through all those, you know, crazy, ridiculous demeanor tests to see if she could handle the job. Now, after she did it, she did all of them and passed them all with ease. So at the very last one, they did the wheels. They tightened up all the wheel nuts real tight with the rattle gun.
Oh,
and
man.
They told her they needed her to undo them by hand. Bro, I know grown men that can't undo that shit by hand. So, because she wouldn't do it by hand, they fired her on the spot. That's cold. That's fucked up.
I had an Uncle Al that was once denied a job at Circuit City for being too short. And if you know Uncle Al, he's really sensitive about it. So, never mind that he was a 15-year expert on pretty much everything electronic and spent spent 3 years being the highest commission salesperson at that job.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't make any
That's
sense.
Cold-blooded, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, guys, if you have any of experiences, too, where you got rejected for a stupid reason or whatever, go ahead and post it up on our Facebook page or just simply just go to Your Weekly Dose, find us there on Facebook, or even put it up on our Instagram or even our X I can't say Twitter anymore, I guess.
Fucking everybody still call it Twitter. I still call it Twitter.
Twitter, yeah.
Just go on Twitter. You know what we're talking about.
Yeah, and tweet it. So you just look us up at Your Weekly Dose 1.
Yep.
So, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, it's just ridiculous, you know, on those stupid reasons or whatever. So
now, excuse me, boy, having the old throat thing going, but you know, as we all know that here we try to avoid talking very much about politics. I mean, the show likes to be a little more humorous than politics seems to be. But anyway, every once in a while, of course, things happen. And for the GOP candidate Nikki Haley, even though she is still way behind in the polls compared to Trump, she's like getting some things done, I guess. She wanted to get a deep insight look on her campaign and what her next strategy will be as a Super Tuesday approaches. So on the phone is Republican strategist Mark Collins. Good morning, Mark. How you doing? Thank you for coming on the show.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Who is this? Well, it sounds like we have a bad connection.
There's nothing wrong with your phone. This is not Mark.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, but who are you then, and how can we help you?
Well, I'm in a bit of trouble, and I've had to patch into your phone, and I thought I was calling someone else because I need some help.
Well, if we're about nothing at all, we're at least about help, so we can try what seems to be the problem.
Well, it's a little embarrassing.
Well, okay,
Humor him.
I'll need our... if you need our...
Having trouble.
I'm... Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll be a little more... If you need our help, we will do our best to help you.
Well, the thing is, I was trying to reach a certain person, or actually a company, to help me with my situation.
Well, who is it that you're trying to get a hold of?
Oh, boy, this is so embarrassing. But see, I was trying to get a hold of those people who help you after you push a button.
I don't understand. What people? What people? What button did you push?
Well, see, I wear this thing around my neck, and if something goes wrong, I'm supposed to push the button, and help comes, and, well, they set me upright again.
So this button is hanging around your neck?
Ooh, now you're getting it, partner.
Are you talking about Life Alert?
You can say that. Sure.
Okay, then why would you need to call Life Alert?
Oh, this is the embarrassing part.
What do you mean?
Well, see, I've fallen and I can't get up. I was trying to get a hold of them, but instead I got you guys.
Oh, are you hurt? Anything broken? Have you been drinking?
Too sure. I know I've just fallen and I can't get up.
Well, where are you located? Maybe we can call 911 for you so you can get the help you need.
Oh, I doubt that.
Why? Where are you located?
Well, it's a bit of ways and I don't know if anyone can get to me on time.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you mean by bit of ways? Where are you? I'm sorry, I don't think I heard that properly.
I'm on the moon.
You're on the moon?
How did he get on the moon?
What a coincidence. We just, yeah. Wait a minute, who am I talking to?
Well, this is the young lander.
Oh, because I was going to mention that that the lander was there and you could probably use it. Well, Okay. So you're the actual Odysseus Lander.
Oh, you heard that, huh? Yeah, I'm the Lander.
All right, now wait a minute. Shouldn't you be talking to NASA?
Well, I tried. You see, when I landed, I fell on my side, and NASA doesn't know what to do. So I thought calling Life Alert would be the best way, since, you know, they help those who have fallen and can't get up, which I can't.
Are you okay? Are you hurt?
Life Alert?
Well, when I landed on Thursday, I came in a little fast, and I think I snapped one of my legs, and now I'm leaning up against a rock.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I can tell you're sorry. Yeah, well, you know, that's
it's a sympathetic cry, sir.
It's a
sympathetic laugh. It's a sympathetic
laugh. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that so much. But yeah, that's, you know, yeah, it's, I'm still getting some great shots of the Earth, though. Wait, hold on. Click. Okay, now give me pout. Click. Okay, I'm taking shots of the Earth. Pictures of the Earth.
And they're pouting.
And they're, give me pout. Okay, that's good, thank you.
I don't think I've been any more confused in my life than
okay,
well, were you supposed to land near the moon's south pole?
Oh, that was the plan. But you know.
Maybe you should tell NASA. Have you told NASA what's going on?
Oh, they know, but they're leaning up against this. I'm leaning up against this rock is also hampering my communication with them. But I think I'll just have to wait for the astronauts to come and get me.
When is that going to happen?
Oh, at the end of the decade. So I'll be here for a while.
Well, I wish we could do more for you, but I don't think Life Alert will get to you in time either.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Well, I'm sure NASA is doing everything they can to help you.
Did you ever see the movie The Martian?
Yes, actually, I did. Matt Damon, huh?
Yeah, they left him for dead, and I think that's what they're going to do with me. I might as well be called The Martian.
You know how to grow potatoes?
No.
Oh, well, you know, I'm sure NASA is doing all they can to help you, and everything's going to work out fine. Trust me.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just stay here and hang out for a bit.
Yeah, get some kind of farmer's tan standing there.
Well, I'm in the South Pole.
Yeah. Well, no, really, everything will work out. You'll see.
Okay, well, thanks for talking with me.
You're welcome again. You'll see that everything will work out.
Okay, bye-bye. Sticks tickets?
Absolutely.
Okay, great, thanks.
That was interesting. That was a good conversation.
What the hell just happened?
Yeah, I'm.
I have no idea what you were saying.
I am just as lost as you are right now, sir.
Oh my god!
It's a very interesting conversation.
Very interesting conversation, and yeah.
Poor Rover. Poor Rover. Poor Rover.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least they made it to the moon. You know, they're happy about that, though. But
you could talk to him. That was pretty interesting.
But I mean, I don't know if you heard the reports, but yeah, it had fallen over to the side and everything. And
yeah, it's just all it can do is wait till somebody can come get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be there for a while.
Oh, man.
Too bad it didn't know how to drive. It could try to find you.
That's very true.
Call AAA.
Very true. All right. Let's see what we got coming up now. Oh, let's see if we can go ahead and, if I can find it, too, damn it. I'm trying to find our thing for us on what's news. I love it when I screw up like this. It's so awesome. I can't find it. Funny signs. There we go. Would you rather? No. Where is what's news? There it is.
What's news?
And it's loud.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's pussycat. Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right. Lyric, why don't you go ahead, bud? You got some good ones.
All right. So, a man dips his finger in Yellowstone Springs to show off. Now, this dumbass, was caught dabbling his fingers in a boiling pool at Yellowstone National Park for attention, despite warning from a companion, and he burned himself in the process.
Now, that is truly a dumbass.
Idiot, man.
Why would you even do that in the first place?
He's trying to get some pussy.
Yeah. It had to be female involved.
He's trying to get some pussy.
The thing is, though, is that he just burned his fingers.
He's burned the two fingers
he's going to be using.
Now, the incident, which appears to have taken place recently, was shared via Instagram account Tourons of Yellowstone, which calls out examples of bad behavior at U.S. national parks. Now, other incidents posted in recent months included a woman petting a bison's head, a person chasing bears, and a man trying to take close-up photos of elk, which goes poorly. You know what? For that woman who was chasing bears, I hope they chased her dumb ass back. I really do. That's just stupid, yo. Like, reading this is making me feel stupid. Commentators were shocked by the man. Thank you, sir. See? Well done. Commentators were shocked by the man not only touching the actively boiling water, but also crouching on the fragile ground right beside the pool, which is only a thin crust over scalding hot groundwater. You know what? What is it with us humans? When we go to places like this, we act dumb as shit.
Yeah.
We do dumb stuff. Like, I don't, like, what, why would
we
you
live in a country based on a lot of fantasy in our lives. You know, like
Brother Bear is real.
Easter Bunny and, you know, all this stuff. So we think we're there in a setting that's entertainment and nothing's going to happen.
I think it was in the Colosseum. These two girls went over to Rome in the Colosseum and one dumbass girl just wrote her and her friend's name on the fucking Colosseum.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, no joke.
They were tagging?
Yeah, she tagged her name on the Colosseum. Like, her and her friend's name on the fucking Colosseum.
Wow.
It was some ain't now. Forgive me, I don't remember if it was the Colosseum exactly, but it was someplace a couple of thousand years ago in Rome, and dumbass wrote a name on it. Like, what's wrong with you?
See, to me, that's any building in Rome, because, I mean, that's...
They're all old. But it's just common sense. Like, I wouldn't go to somebody's house and just start writing my shit on it.
Right.
You go to some of these sites, you know they're in
you
danger.
Write
you know
it on the garage door, it,
like everybody else. So you spray paint it on the concrete.
But here's the thing. When you walk up to a wild animal, what makes you think... it's going to be like the cartoons you saw. You know.
Okay.
Well, it is actually kind of like the cartoon.
Yeah.
I saw this woman, there was a bison who was like, he was down. He wasn't standing on his head, he was down. He wasn't laying on his side. He was like upright, but just down, resting on the ground. And she'd walk right up to him, and she like reached out or something, and he just jumped and turned. You can see the crap flying right out of her.
What's wrong with you? Like, why would you do, like, these are wild animals. Oh, like, dangerous. Like, I don't, that makes no sense. She got everything she deserved. That's stupid as hell.
That's like, I say the same thing about people, like, when they're trying to beat a train or something.
Yeah, you're dumb.
You know,
dumb.
It's like, if the car actually stalled, you know, and you're trying to get out, get out of the car.
Yep.
You know. Because you ain't going to win.
No.
But if you're trying to beat it, you deserve it.
You know what did Jeff Foxworthy say? Here's your sign.
Yeah.
Here's your sign.
I just saw this story about this park ranger.
Thank you, my bad.
That came across the bear, and the bear went after him, and there was nothing you do. He had to kill it. The bear was a grizzly bear, 14 feet tall. He had lived in a backwoods area and stuff, you know,
that's
just the chance meeting, but I can't remember how old they said the bear was. He's pretty old, been around a long time. But can you imagine 14. Something 14 feet? He could look in that window.
Yeah.
It's like, holy mackerel.
No, I want no parts of that.
Well, speaking of idiots, this is actually pretty cool. But basically, an employee at Arlington Auto Shop wrecking in Akron, Ohio, took things into their own hands when they caught a thief inside the vehicle on the property. Now, to catch the assailant, the auto shop used their best Scooby-Doo methods and used a forklift to stop the thief. in the car. According to reports, employees at the auto wrecking business were fed up with thieves breaking in and stealing from them. For example, like catalytic converters and other valuable parts being taken off vehicles frequently at the location. But when the suspect, they believe, had broken in and stolen before, was stealing from another vehicle on the lot, the employees jumped into action and the person had been caught and let go once before. The employees claimed they caught him a second time, but he escaped. But this time they had him. They brought in the forklift over to the vehicle that he was inside and lifted it 20 feet in the air. Oh. And they then refused to lower the vehicle until the police arrived.
I hope that scared the hell out of that guy.
When the employee called 911, even the operator on the line got a laugh out of the situation. Police arrived and they easily took the suspect into custody.
I hope there you took lots of pictures.
Yeah.
I did too. I post some shits all over Instagram.
Now, sometimes, we have this man bites dog type stories. Well, this is sort of a woman involved with a dog. 28-year-old Kaylee Robertson was arrested after a confrontation she allegedly had with a 76-year-old man in the mobile home park where they both lived. Of course, separately. But according to the complaint, Kaylee got upset with this old man, Daniel, who she said would always speak to her while she was walking her dog. Okay. Unlike what most people do when they're upset, Robertson alleges she decided her best move would be to take a bag of dog excrement smear it in the face of the senior citizen.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's not right.
I mean,
just because he was saying hello every morning?
Yeah, he's just talking to her. Well, she was. She pleaded not guilty to third-degree battery charge.
Why would she do? Like, where's the rationale for doing that? Like, why would you? Wow, man.
You know, people hate each other.
Yeah, I do.
You know, that's kind of the way it is.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do. They do hate each other. Yes, they do.
Oh, what else you
that's
got?
Sad. All right, man strips naked on a Disneyland ride. Now, Disneyland guests.
What?
It's Disneyland. Don't surprise me. Disneyland guests on It's a Small World got an unexpected and unwelcome show when a man stripped nearly naked and got up close and personal with some of the set pieces on the iconic ride.
God. Officers, I've wanted to do that for years.
Officers with the Anaheim Police Department responded to the theme park at around 1:30 p.m. to assist Disney security with the incident. Officials say that the man stepped out of the ride's vehicle as the attraction was in operation, and park employees stopped the ride as soon as they were aware he had stepped out.
Oh, man.
The video showed him getting fully naked and wading in the water near the ride's entrance as the workers came up. They took pictures of his clothes sitting on a pile on the floor. He was arrested for indecent exposure and being under the influence of a controlled substance. Of course he was. He was first taken to a hospital as a precaution. I bet he was high as drag pussy. Wow. I know he was high as shit. Like, you got to be super high to do something like that. Like, yo, you're floating.
I mean, I've always wanted to jump off the boat and touch one of the things, come back in the boat. You know, same thing with Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, and stand there and be Johnny Depp. You know,
man, everyone to strip naked.
You know, but not to strip naked.
Yeah,
you know,
probably trying to violate Jesse or something.
Well, ever since they took out that good looking redhead, you know. Yeah, that's not cool.
Okay.
Well, you got one?
I got one.
All right, what you got?
It involves dog again. Okay. Now, this just starts out sadly. A man who accidentally shot himself in the leg during an alleged armed puppy robbery. Now, I'm going to go ahead and assume that the puppy wasn't armed. Anyway, he had his charges stayed after a judge found the police officer held him down while he was in the hospital and slapped him repeatedly across the face.
What
is wrong with people?
Common sense is not common, brother.
Oh, in a decision made public this month, Ontario Superior Court Justice Thomas Bielby wrote that at the time of the assault in December 2019, the man was lying in a hospital bed and handcuffed by one wrist while suffering from a gunshot wound and broken leg, as well as on medication awaiting surgery. Well, the cop had an easy target.
Indeed.
Oh, my God.
The applicant was vulnerable and not physically able to defend himself, judge wrote in the decision. The officer took advantage of the applicant's situation. There was no justification for what occurred. CBC News is not identifying the man because his charges have been stayed. It is also not identifying the officers. They're under investigation. And the man was 20 years old and was arrested and landed in the hospital after what was supposed to be an online Kijiji sale of a 9-week-old American bulldog named Tarzan. The puppy's owner met with the man outside a Brampton home when the man allegedly stole the animal at gunpoint. What an idiot.
I've seen a lot of stories like that lately.
Finally, shortly after, he shot himself in the leg by accident.
Dumbass.
He is charged with robbery, firearm offenses, and so, and then the puppy was saved and returned to the victim.
The puppy was okay.
No animals were hurt in the making of that story.
Just the moron.
I've seen that happen a lot, though. Like, people stealing people's pets lately and selling them.
Yeah.
Like, I saw one video. This dude reached over the fence at these people's home, picked up their dog, and drove, like, 2 miles up the road and sold the dog to, like, a dude at a repair shop or something. Luckily, the family put an ad online, and the dude's like, oh, shit, this dude sold me these people's dog, and he took the dog back. But, yeah, man, just stealing expensive dogs and just selling them.
Holy mackerel. Hey, man. Anything to make money.
Yeah.
Hey, man, right now? Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, it's that type of situation.
Yeah, look, you guys, if you're going to do stupid stuff like that, just make it easy for yourself, okay? Go to somebody's tree that has oranges, pick them off, and go on the corner. That's what my family does. Okay? It's simple, easy. Sometimes we do avocados. Sometimes we do tomatoes.
I ain't touching that.
If your kids are right, you can do strawberries that way.
And strawberries too, exactly.
I'm not getting involved in this joke. I want no part of this joke. Pineapples hard pass.
Don't worry, we're gonna get you a basket next week.
No gift basket for me. No gift basket for me. No gift basket for me, sir.
All right. Well, I got one here. Last one. Here we go. A man gives cops a crazy excuse for breaking into a home. Yep, a man is facing multiple charges after police say he broke into a random Phoenix home while naked over the weekend. Almost sounds like you, Steve. A house
that's
occupied.
Close. Yeah. I just didn't do it in Phoenix.
That's right. But this house, though, was definitely occupied by several children.
Oh, no.
The 68-year-old Eugene Howard Shelton reportedly told investigators that he did it because an alligator was chasing him in Phoenix.
Of course.
Like you talked about before, a little extra help in the brain there.
The report also states that the children tried to refuse to let Sheldon into the house. One of the kids even hit Sheldon on the hand with an iron before Sheldon was forced the door open. The kids called their father, who was nearby, and rushed home to find Sheldon in the house, sitting on the couch wearing only socks, you know, because traction.
Yeah.
Oh, that couch gonna be steamed.
Ooh, I'd get rid of the couch.
Real steamed.
When police arrive, you can give it a Cleveland steamer.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily mean about cleaning.
Okay. Well, when people arrived, they found Sheldon laying in the driveway with the father, the homeowner, standing next to him. They found his boxers and fanny pack with some pills inside near the front door of the home. Sheldon admitted to the officers that he smoked meth earlier. And Sheldon was arrested and charges including burglary, indecent exposure, and resisting arrest. Wow. So there you go.
Some people, man. Some people, man. I'm telling you.
And that's what's new.
It makes you wonder, how did he resist arrest? What ensued?
I don't even want to know.
Yeah, I
don't
want to know either.
Wow, that could be a whole porn film.
Just about. And then once again, guys, there you go. That is what's news.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Pussycat,
pussycat, I love you. Yep, exactly. Well, thanks, guys, for joining us today. We really appreciate it, and hopefully we are going to get that California sunshine out. It's a little overcast right now, but I think the sun's going to break through. Because they said we're supposed to be getting in the 70s today. So
I hope so. That'd be the shit, long as we don't get rain. No rain, no rain, no rain.
But
no
we
rain.
Need it, though.
Not anymore, we don't. We're good. We've had our fill.
Not in the amounts that we've been getting.
No, we've had our fill. We're good.
We're definitely had our fill. But yeah. But see, this is how it was growing up in Southern California years ago, though. A week of rain, no week of rain.
For real?
3 days of rain, 2 weeks of no rain.
No, that's
a week of rain.
I don't need all that. That's okay.
You know,
I go back to Arkansas
because a lot of people are saying, "Man, I can't remember about, you know, when it rained this hard or like this much." I said, "I can." They go, "Really? When?" I said, "When I was a kid."
No, it's the worst I've seen since I've been here. Yeah.
I have relatives in Arkansas.
What part?
In up, two of them work for Walmart.
Oh, that's way up north, right?
Yeah, and then the third one lives close.
Oh, no, I'm in the southeast, too. I'm in the deep country. Ah. Nowhere near up north. That's like a couple hours up north. I'm way down.
Alrighty, guys. And the show's website is yourweeklydose.com. X and Instagram is yourweeklydose1. Email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Yeah, man. You already know. Catch me on anywhere. Lyric Johnson. Also, look up the crew, Sketchy Budget Entertainment. We'll be seeing you soon.
Absolutely. And guys, if you want to follow me anywhere, it's simply Sean R. Unplugged on all social media. Steve, you're still on Facebook and aren't doing anything in there? No.
If you want to get a hold of me, just call the show. Get my phone number.
There you go. We'll give it out to him. Absolutely. All right, guys. Take care of each other. Be good to each other. We'll see you next week.
Be good.
Have fun, world.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.